We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
We can't do one of these diaries without involving the help of one of the greatest guests we've ever had. 25 solo appearances, many appearances on these diaries.
Oh my God!
It's Mr. Alfonso from the Studio Comics with an X.
With an X at the end.
How's it going, sir?
Doing fantastic today. Before anything winds down, I want to thank you for opening a space. I know that I contacted you a little bit last minute. And you actually had the chance to accommodate me here. They bring some of the my titles and stuff, so it's just fantastic.
The truth is, listeners, Jason begged him. There was a lot of crying and groveling. I've never seen anything so humiliating in my life. So.
You've been so good to us over the years. You've put my podcast in your comic. Of course I'm going to say yes, sir.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm glad you had a good day. And we were here. You were here promoting the new Vinnie and Bud with the wonderful Vince Thompson, who is also here.
Hello.
You come over here and talk with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was being rude.
Vinnie Thompson, how's it going?
Pretty good when I'm not kicking stuff over.
What's the reaction been about the new issue so far, guys?
So far, nothing but positive. Everyone's loved it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, no, the important thing about the evolution of Vinnie and Bud, when you see the early work of Vince, it's... You can tell how much the artwork has improved, growth, the history, the storyline, arrangement, panels, storytelling, everything has been going 200% way up. And it's one of the guys that not even is so good to have on the team because he promotes Canadian comic books as...
That's not going to fit in a second. Woo!
He's not only one of the great promoters of Canadian comic books. Not only his title, but the rest of the titles that we manage. But at the same time, he's one of the prolific guys within the actual team. What I mean is that he actually works on kind of like a time schedule. So then I know that if I talk to him and we have a time schedule of 20 pages in 1 week, the guy has it in a week and a half. And wait time to make a poster. So... It's good to have him. He's a great element, great, great, great guy.
And he was telling me, like, what a trooper the guy is. He was telling me he started working on this when you were in a hospital.
Oh, yeah, the cover of the new book. I had fallen off my bike and broke my arm, and I was in the emergency room. So I'm thinking, well, God, I'm going to be in the emergency room for, like, 6 hours. So I brought my art supplies. Like, my arm's all gibbled out. People are looking at me weird because I got it all, like, my easel, like, kind of, like, propped on my leg and awkwardly in this chair, and I'm drawing out this character, you know. But it was like I was out in three, and I had her done and bolded, and then I had all the background characters like stick figures. So in about 3 hours, that wasn't too bad. But then again, I did have a broken arm, so not my drawing arm. But
I feel like there's room for a joke here about the Canadian health system and you sitting in a hospital with your arm broken, just doing working at the same time. You're like, this is gonna be, you know, a whole day of my life waiting to be fixed here, so I'm just going to go ahead and work to pay for this. Thank you.
It's true. No, you're right. That is true. I mean, it did keep me occupied because 3 hours went by like an hour and a half, so, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah. No. Like leaving aside the searing pain, of course, but everything else was on the up and up.
So when they asked you on the chart which smiley face expressed your pain level.
Yeah, it was the one giving the finger and like being just generally pissed off while giving half a day up waiting for your dumb asses to get to me. Like, Like I said, I'm knowing this going in, so I had my neighbor come by and roll two up first before, because I knew I was going to be there. So, like, my arm's broken. You roll that crap up. I get my pencils and pens ready, get my ride down to the hospital thinking, yeah, this is going to be 6 hours. And I'd probably have half the storyline written, too. So, but no, they did it in three. I'll give them credit. Although the woman that was manhandling my arm on the x-ray machine, her bedroom, her bedside manner had a lot to be desired. Like, she's going, come on, we do this to little kids. I'm like, that doesn't help. That still hurts.
We're like, they bounce back, whatever.
And you do this to little kids? Shame on you. Like, what 8-year-old kid doesn't mind having his arm wrenched back after he has it snapped on a skateboarding incident?
Oh, my gosh. We need to put this somewhere in an issue of your comics. Or just put something like that in there, please.
That's the beauty of being in Bud, that it's not Niagara Falls based comics, so then most likely you will have a story.
I try to base it on Happy Times.
Oh, no.
But that's, I know, the grittier or the funnier. The best humor comes out under pain.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, yeah, so then now you get a little sampler test of what being in Bud's all about. So this is amazing.
Broken arms and good times.
Broken arms and good times.
Trooper.
Oh,
I will meet this gentleman.
We are. Yeah. We sure are, sir.
He's good. So if you get the chance to check out any of his work, books are for sale on the website, www.studiocomicswithxatthend.com. We have a link to them online store. You can buy Vinny and Bud's books right there. Upcoming presentations, I think that we're going to have it on some of the shows that we are attending, but I will have it available at my booth in case if you want to come and get it. Yes.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And feel free to delete any of that conversation. Let's keep it PG.
That was gold. You should have heard what we said earlier. There was something about some sort of museum in Iceland that I won't mention.
Oh, geez. Yes. I blanked out of that interview.
He's on right now. He stopped talking. It was amazing. I'm just kidding.
And then I know, just to put a little commercial over there, commercial time, I know that next, this podcast might be out when this already happened. So we have the presentation for the Heroes documentary film, the official release of the film, like the actual movie completed. It's out. It's going to be on Valentine's Day.
Ooh, romantic. Look at me. Stop.
Well, I'm not going to look at Jason's. Jason's too well. I don't want to look at you.
Ooh.
I was like, Alfonso, jeez.
I'm so happy to be here.
On Valentine's Day, so that you can bring your special one.
Water with the spray.
Yes.
Oh, boy. With the spray.
Down, boy.
Valentine's Day.
So, Valentine's Day is going to be fun. If you have your special one that you want to bring him to a geek-related activity, then you can come and see Alfonso on the big screen at Heroes Manufacturer. Yeah, that would be fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Margin in charge.
That's a different kind of movie, dude.
Yeah, I was like, what's the address?
Oh, God. Hey, I can't wait to see it. I mean, if it's half as good as the trailer, you have a good hit, sir.
Oh, yeah. No, we have Camille, guest appearances, of course. Vince Thompson is on the film. He talks about, a little cameo appearance over there. We have cameos of, I think you mentioned that we will have a part with Stan Lee. We have another one with Ty Templeton. We have Megan Carter, right?
Very cool.
We have it on the film. We have, let me see who else.
Is it Ferrigno?
Ferrigno's there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's right. The guy who. Yeah. What's his name? Mario Boyce. Yeah.
Okay.
Martinet. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a bunch of those guys. So Neil Adams appears too. So it's really cool. It's really cool to see how the director Jaron Bachan did a fantastic job on this film. So
very cool. I can't wait to see it.
February 14th.
look, it's Jay Clark.
Yay!
Hello.
An elegant weapon.
Wouldn't he make a good supervillain? A bomb in his hand.
Hey, now that Jay's here, I will say I enjoyed your appearance on his last show, man. It was awesome.
This guy is always
furniture, huh?
Yeah.
His 83rd appearance on my show.
83rd, and it was 25 for you? Oh, my goodness.
It's a special one. You see,
I have see this.
When the worlds collide right here.
You've been on my show so often, I'm thinking of getting a translator.
What?
Or get subtitles. There you go. Either or. No, take that, sucker. Put subtitles in your podcast.
No, that was a really fun talk because we talked about you coming to Canada.
Yes.
Becoming
and
a
antiquing.
Citizen.
Yes.
And antiquing.
I never knew that about you. See?
Well, there you go. See?
Some hard-hitting stuff you discover on an Elegant Web. Yeah. The antiquing habits of Antonio or Alfonso.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's it. That's it.
I thought I had a scoop when I realized his love for Bruce Willis movies. So.
Yes.
Oh, well,
that's one of my favorite actors. But my favorite film, I just watched it a few days ago on the big screen again. That's the movie that has ever, this is my favorite one, is Trainspotting by Danny Boyle.
Trainspotting.
Nice.
It's just such a classic. When I watched that movie, it was probably like 20 years ago on the big film. Fortunately, I had the chance to watch it on the big screen last time of showing on, like, I pretty much just
run the film fest that just went on.
And then now the guys talking about podcasts, the guys from Droids Canada.
Droids Canada, you won tickets and I won tickets.
Yes.
But they were the week after we got the tickets,
exactly.
So I just couldn't swing it, but I'm glad you got to go.
I actually got the tickets, and to be honest, I opened the whole envelope that they sent me. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And so I was about to keep the whole poster as a keepsake, but right on the top, I see the magic word, Trainspotting. I'm like, no, this cannot be real. Yeah. So then I just right away just jump into the Google, start Googling all the stuff, and then by luck, the last day again of Trainspotting.
You're lucky.
And then I went and watched it again. It was
in Cambridge? You had to see?
Yes. Nice. No, actually, it was Waterloo.
We were going to try and catch Shallow Grave.
Oh.
We didn't get there.
Another good one.
Guys, I got to head out. I got a pot roast.
All right. See you, Vinny.
I'm talking with you.
Vinny.
Yeah, I paid $50 for it. I thought it was on sale until I got I think it was stacked this high. Right? I'm thinking, oh, wow, it's on sale. I grabbed the big mother. Put it on my cart. Go home, look at this. I look at the bill. It's like $49.80. I'm like, wow, I'm going to enjoy this pot roast.
Was it made with gold?
$50 pot roast.
Are you excited for part two then?
I'm so darn excited. I mean, I couldn't see any other movie. I was screaming.
Well, you know what's crazy about that is, okay, so I discovered True Romance. You know True Romance?
I love that movie.
My favorite piece of art ever handed to man by God.
Yeah. Alabama is tattooed on my...
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It hurts my...
I'm obsessed with this movie. I discovered it on video. One night my mom brings it home on VHS from Blockbuster. We watch it.
Yeah.
It took me 3 days to even, realize what had happened.
Yeah.
You know when you see a movie, you're like, it hits you so hard?
Yeah.
So, a bunch of years later, it's the year 2000, okay?
Yes.
My birthday, one night only, at the Royal Theater downtown. You know the Royal Theater?
Yes.
One night only, on my birthday, they played True Romance on the big screen.
So then
and I finally got to see
it. Nice.
That's like God going,
It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what happened with this one. I mean, I couldn't believe that I'm watching again 20 years later, same case scenario, Trainspotting again on the big screen.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm glad you guys could make it here today. I'm really happy to see you both.
I'm thrilled to be here. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
I know we're going to see you at future shows and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's for sure.
So thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jake.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.